This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How numerical framing affects perceived fairness. Why the first number in any negotiation shapes every judgment that follows. In short, the first number in any negotiation does not just open the conversation, it rewires how fair every number after it feels. Whoever sets that anchor first gains a structural advantage, the logic, and good will rarely overcome. An anchor biases all subsequent figures toward itself, regardless of whether it is reasonable. The mind adjusts away from anchors, but almost never far enough. Understanding this mechanism lets you set anchors deliberately and resist them consciously. Definition: numerical framing fairness is the process by which the first number introduced in a negotiation becomes a reference point to its whether all subsequent offers feel reasonable or excessive, pulling judgment toward the anchor even when the anchor itself was arbitrary or self-serving. Why fairness is not a feeling you arrive at independently. Most people believe they assess a number on its merits. They look at the figure, compare it to what they know, and decide whether it is fair. That is the story we tell ourselves. The truth is considerably more uncomfortable. Here is what I have watched happen in negotiation after negotiation. Over six decades, the moment a number enters a conversation, it does not sit quietly waiting to be judged. It becomes the standard against which everything else is measured. A budget of £80,000 sounds excessive until someone first mentions £120,000. A salary offer of £45,000 feels disappointing until the range began at £38,000. The figure itself did not change. The anchor did. And with it, the entire felt sense of what was fair. This is the question worth sitting with throughout this piece if fairness is supposed to be objective. Why does the sequence of numbers matter so much? And once you understand why, what do you actually do with that knowledge? The core mechanism behind numerical framing. The mind does not calculate value from nothing. It needs a starting point, a reference, something to push away from. When a number arrives in a high-stakes conversation, the brain uses it as that reference point almost automatically. Deliberate reasoning happens afterward, not before. By the time you consciously analyze the figure, the anchor has already done its work. What makes this particularly powerful in negotiation is the adjustment problem. People do adjust away from anchors. They are not entirely passive, but their adjustment consistently falls short, stopping too close to where it began. If someone opens a salary discussion at £60,000 and you believe the role is worth £50,000, you will likely counter somewhere around £53,000 or £54,000, not because that is what the market dictates, because the anchor pulled you toward it, and stopping there feels like reasonable compromise. The word reasonable is the key. Anchors work by redefining the territory of what feels reasonable. They do not change the objective worth of the thing being negotiated. They change the subjective experience of where fair ground lies. This is why the most skilled negotiators I have encountered do not argue about value. They frame the field before the argument begins. Specificity matters here more than people expect. A precise anchor, say £57,400 rather than £57,000, carries more weight because it implies calculation. It suggests that someone worked backward from data to arrive at that number, rather than choosing a round figure and hoping it sticks. That implied rigor makes the anchor harder to dismiss, even when the person on the other side of the table has no idea how the figure was derived. If you are involved in situations where numerical framing shapes outcomes, the skill of advocating for your team's resource needs with senior leadership becomes inseparable from understanding where your anchor lands and how you frame it. Where you see numerical framing play out in practice. Consider a project budget conversation. A team lead requests £95,000 for a new initiative. The director responds by saying the number feels high and suggests the conversation begin at £60,000. From that moment, £60,000 is the anchor. Any movement upward is a concession, and a final agreement near £75,000 will feel like a victory to the director, even if the project genuinely required £90,000 to deliver properly. The anchor did not reflect reality. It shaped it. Or consider a salary negotiation. A candidate is asked their current salary before stating their expectations. They answer honestly. £42,000. The employer, now anchored, offers £46,000 and frames it as a generous step up. It may well be generous relative to £42,000. Whether it is fair relative to the role's value is a different question entirely, I won. The anchor has quietly moved off the table. I have seen this play out in difficult team conversations too, where one person states a position early and confidently, and the rest of the group adjusts around it rather than questioning whether the initial position was sound. The anchor does not need to be a prize to do its work. Any numerical claim, a timeline, a headcount, a performance target, can function the same way. If you have ever found yourself moderating one of these moments, the guidance on how to handle conflict during meetings connects directly to the dynamics numerical framing creates. Why most people do not recognize this while it is happening. The trouble with anchoring is that it does not feel like bias when you're inside it. It feels like rational negotiation. You receive a number. You respond to it. You move towards the middle. That sequence feels sensible and fair-minded. The pull of the anchor is invisible precisely because the adjustment is real. You did move. The problem is that you did not move far enough, and you were never going to, because the anchor had already defined what far enough looked like. There is also a confidence problem. When someone states a number with certainty, especially an opening bid stated without apology or hedging, it carries implied authority. We are social creatures. Confident claims feel credible. Questioning an anchor that was delivered with conviction requires real courage, the kind that does not come naturally in the middle of a high-stakes conversation. This is why preparation matters so much. The time to identify the likely anchor the other side will set, and to prepare your counter-anchor, is not when you're sitting across the table. It is before you arrive. High-stakes professional messaging often requires setting a numerical frame before the meeting happens, so your reference point is already in the room before anyone speaks. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. What this means for how you negotiate. The practical implications of understanding numerical framing fairness are not subtle. They are structural, and they are immediate. Set the anchor first when you have good reason to. If you have prepared well and you know what the figure should be, say it early and say it clearly. Do not wait for the other side to establish the reference point and then spend the rest of the conversation trying to drag the conversation somewhere more reasonable. The first number is the most powerful number in any negotiation. Frame your anchor with specificity. Round numbers feel like guesses. Specific numbers feel like conclusions. There is a significant difference between saying I'm looking for around £70,000 and I'm looking for £6,000 to £8,500. The second figure implies you arrived at it by reasoning, not by rounding up and hoping. When you receive an anchor you did not set, name it before engaging with it. This is one of the most direct tools available to you. Saying, I want to acknowledge that figure before we go further, because I think it anchors us somewhere that does not reflect the full picture, interrupts the automatic adjustment process. It creates space. It buys you the time to introduce a counter-anchor before the original one has settled into everyone's sense of what is fair. Prepare your counter-reference before the conversation. Know what number you will offer when theirs is too low or too high. Going into a negotiation without a prepared counter-anchor means you will be adjusting from their reference point by instinct rather than strategy. That instinct will almost always be insufficient. Some of the most damaging disagreements I have seen in professional settings were not about values or personalities. They were about who set the numerical frame and how early they set it. The people who understood that tended to treat even difficult conversations differently. If those conversations ever escalate, having the tools to de-escalate arguments during meetings means you can keep the discussion productive rather than letting a disputed anchor become a flat point. The ethics of setting an anchor. Here is something I think about often. The same mechanism that helps a skilled negotiator earn what they deserve is the mechanism that allows someone to manipulate a less prepared person. The anchor is a tool of perception, and like any powerful tool, it can be used well or badly. Using an anchor in good faith means setting it at a figure you can defend. It means being willing to explain your reasoning when asked. It means understanding that the other side is also a person trying to reach a fair outcome, not an obstacle to be outmaneuvered. There is a real difference between opening strong because you know your value and opening with a number designed purely to exploit the psychology of adjustment. I have watched negotiations collapse entirely because one side set an anchor so far outside reality that it destroyed trust before the conversation could begin. An anchor that signals good faith, even a strong one, keeps the relationship intact. One that signals contempt tends to end things before they start. If you find yourself in the situation, the principles in how to start a difficult conversation that is blocking your team synergy apply directly to resetting the tone after an anchor has damaged the ground. How framing shapes the whole conversation, not just the opening. One thing I want to be clear about before we close, numerical framing fairness is not only about the opening bid. It shapes the entire arc of the negotiation. Every concession is interpreted relative to the anchor. A £5,000 movement feels generous when the anchor is £50,000. It feels insulting when the anchor is £500,000. The same gesture, the same actual money, carries completely different emotional weight depending on what reference point it is measured against. This is why people can reach agreements that are objectively identical and walk away with entirely different feelings about them. One person feels they won, the other feels they conceded barely anything. The numbers on paper are the same. The anchors they each started from were not. The deal method offers a useful structure for navigating the interpersonal side of these dynamics, whether you are managing a disagreement between colleagues or brokering a difficult compromise, and understanding how to use the deal method to resolve conflicts that are fracturing team synergy can help you hold both the relational and the numerical dimensions at once. Similarly, when tension between two individuals is hardening into refusal to engage, the approach outlined in How to Use the Deal Method to Diffuse Tension Between Two Colleagues Who Refuse to Cooperate gives you something concrete to reach for. This much I know for certain: the person who understands numerical framing fairness is not just a better negotiator. They are a more honest one because they can see the mechanism clearly enough to use it with intention rather than by accident. Set your anchor deliberately. Counter others with confidence. And never mistake the feeling of fairness for the fact of it. Frequently asked questions. What is numerical framing fairness in negotiation? Numerical framing fairness refers to how the first number introduced in a negotiation shapes whether subsequent offers feel reasonable or excessive. The anchor creates a reference point the mind uses to judge all figures that follow, often overriding objective value entirely. How does anchoring affect perceived fairness in salary talks? When a salary anchor is set high, even a low counteroffer feels reasonable by comparison. When the anchor is set too low, the same offer feels generous. The anchor shifts the entire range of what feels fair before any real discussion of value begins. Why does the first number in a negotiation carry so much weight? The mind latches onto the first number it encounters and uses it as a reference for all subsequent figures. Adjustment away from that anchor tends to be insufficient, so the opening bid exerts disproportionate influence over where the negotiation eventually lands. How can you set a strong anchor in a negotiation? Set your anchor before the other party does, make it specific rather than round, and frame it with confidence rather than apology. A precise number signals that it was calculated, not guessed, which makes it harder for the other party to dismiss outright. Can you protect yourself from someone else's anchor? Yes, name the anchor out loud, then replace it with your own reference point before engaging with it. Pausing, questioning the basis for the number, and introducing a counter-anchor earlier are the most direct ways to reduce the pool of an anchor you did not set. Does numerical framing fairness apply outside salary and price negotiations? It applies in every situation where numbers are compared to project budgets, timelines, performance targets, and team resource requests. Anywhere a figure is introduced before agreement is reached, framing shapes what feels fair and what feels unreasonable. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.